Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Liz Stefanini. Until a few weeks ago, most of us had not even heard of social distancing. I know that I had not. It's the new norm for now, which brings up the question of how can we experience biblical community with each other when we have to stay 6 feet apart? Listen into this conversation between family pastor Scott Torres and senior pastor Jerry Barber.
Today we're going to talk about community and biblical community, but let's start by defining it. I want to just read something to you that is off of our website. We have six values that really guide us in this church. We have a vision, a strategy, and these values. And biblical community is one of those values. And we say biblical community is more than just friendship or connection, although it includes those. When Christians live in relationship with each other and live out the, quote, one another commands of the New Testament, like love one another, encourage one another, biblical community occurs. And so in light of that, we are trying to expand more and more groups of people that meet together regularly to care for each other and grow spiritually and reach out to others. And we want to unleash the members of this body so they can receive care in the most effective way. That's our vision, has been for a long time. It's been a key value. But we now are in the middle of a situation where it's really hard to have biblical community because we can't get together. It usually requires being together to have community. So, Pastor Scott, welcome in.
Thank you.
And let's talk about it. What is there any hope for us to establish community when we can't get any closer than 6 feet? And by the way, in the studio today, there's Nikki Powers, our great administrator here, who puts all this together, and then Scott and I, and we're all at least 6 feet from each other.
Me and you are like 12 feet.
Yeah, well, I try.
You know, in the midst of what's going on, and it's interesting, in light of what I'm able to do here, or my role here, working with families, biblical community, living in community with one another, a lot of kids are at home right now, and they're at home with parents who are most likely working from home. And when I think about the opportunity of living in biblical community, it is happening in the home right now. And I'm even thinking of my own life, practicing the one another's. It has become more and more challenging by the day.
Now, and your wife, Andrea, has reported that to us, by the way. No, just kidding.
Now, I'm fortunate, by God's grace, you know, our normal operations, there's just a few of us kind of in our working space, and we're able to keep a distance from each other. I'm able to get out of the house, but practicing the one another's practically at home right now during this season is something that I think many Christian families are learning and growing and experiencing. So anyway, you mentioned community, and that thought came to my mind. It's relevant for right now because we're having to love one another when we're around each other all the time. It can be tough. Yeah.
Well, let's camp out there for a minute, and then we'll apply it in the second half of this podcast to people that are not immediate family members. But let's talk about the immediate family. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have cabin fever, and that contributes to it. But are you guys finding any practical helps or any spiritual helps that are giving you some assistance in the effort for that?
Well, when we first were notified that, hey, things are going to kind of be shut down and we're going to be staying home more, for my family, my kids got really excited, and it seemed like our schedule just kind of went out the window. And over the past however many days it's been now, holding to a schedule has been very important for us, because it, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but it keeps us in routine. It keeps us busy, focused on what we're doing and what's next. And one of those things, obviously, is a family quiet time, you know, getting in the Word together. The routine of that has been really, really good. So
Do you have to be a great biblical scholar to lead one of those family quiet times?
I don't think so. I think if you can answer these three questions, it makes it easy. Who is God based upon the passage you're reading? What does this passage say about man? And how does this passage point to Jesus? I said three questions, but I meant four. And how do we apply this to our lives? How do we apply this in the nitty-gritty of kind of being on top of each other now that we're kind of locked down in the house?
Two things just to go on along with that I think are just great, great ointments, and they are kindness and prayer. There's no substitute for praying together. It's hard to be mad at people and frustrated at people when you're praying with them.
Yeah.
And so I encourage families to do that, just to take time, just to pray together. And then kindness is like an unexpected present. It's like waking up on a spring morning and hearing the birds out there and opening the door and smelling those flowers. That's what kindness can do for us. So those are the thoughts that will help us. Well, how about with people in the body of Christ that you can't get close to and you can't see as much or as often? What are your thoughts there, Scott? What are some ways you're seeing people do it now, or encouragement in that area?
I would say the word intentional comes to mind, and intentionally engaging through electronic media. That's what we're seeing. That's what we're learning. That's what we're growing in. But intentionally picking up the phone, intentionally getting on a conference call, video streaming, intentionally doing these things to stay in contact with those who we want to minister to or encourage or help build up. So, yeah, those are some of the things.
I sent an email to a lady who had been visiting our church regularly recently, who had some issues going on, and something simple saying, I'm praying for you. She said, I'm doing all right. I've got a little family in the area that's helping me. But she said, the loneliness and the isolation is hard. Mm. And so it's the opposite of what you're talking about. So you got some people have families, like there's a bunch of bodies in a mm-hmm. house that are trampling over each other. But there's some people that don't have that many bodies around them. And just to think through, who might that be? It might be a neighbor down the street. It might be a fellow member of the church. That a simple phone call, a text, if they text, or maybe, hey, I'm going to the grocery store. You know, can I pick up something for you while I'm going to the grocery store? Those things can go a long way to build community.
And maybe to circle back around with one of the things you mentioned in regards to prayer. You know, we were on a video call the other day praying with some of our people, and it dawned on me when one of them said, and it was one of our elderly, they mentioned that they could not hug their grandchildren. They could not come within just a matter of feet or in proximity with them. And it dawned on me the ache that that person had and the ache that some of our elderly have. You know, one of the things that I think we can do is pray, intentionally pick up the phone and pray with them. And ask God to do what we cannot do, I guess, in the short term by physically putting our arms around them or anything like that. But we can pray for them.
I love a lot of things about my wife. But one of the things about her that almost anybody who knows her knows is she has a almost uncanny ability to think, to put herself in other people's shoes and to think, hey, what are they going through? Whereas, you know, some people might either ignore those things or think about another way. She's always thinking, oh, what are they going through? And that's a great lesson. Think about what are other people going through, and then if I were in their shoes, what would I want somebody to do? So I'm going to give you a last word, and then I'm going to read a scripture to close out this podcast today on community.
Jesus said, love one another as I have loved you. Jesus didn't wait. He was intentional. He sacrificed to show love. Love's an action. And so those are words that I need to be reminded of, even as I'm saying Jesus' word, love one another as I have loved you. And how did he love us? He died. He intentionally went to the cross and died for us. He sacrificed for us.
So let me ask you a question before I read my scripture then. I'm putting you on the spot right here.
No
advance
more questions.
Warning or prep right here. You read that. Jesus had his original disciples, and one of them was a man named Peter. Did Jesus love Peter well?
Yes.
And what makes you say that? What comes to your mind?
John chapter 21. He revealed himself to Peter, and I believe he did it even before John 21. But in John 21, he restored Peter when he said, Peter, do you love me? And Peter said, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And then, you know, the rest of the story. He said, feed my sheep.
Yeah. It strikes me, I was going to read from something Peter wrote. This follower of Jesus who had his failures, you know, he had his failures, and yet Jesus kept loving him. And he grew, and he developed, and he was used by God. And later on, he wrote, above all, love one another deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and power forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministries, or find out how you can donate to support the podcast.